Last Sunday, we started talking about understanding faith. And this morning, I want to look a little bit in this lesson. We had this lesson some time ago on saving faith, but I want to use little bits and pieces from it to help better our understanding of the concepts of faith and how faith is important in our salvation. Now, if we open up the inside of our bulletin, that's where I'm kind of going to be at a little bit, on that left side. That's the text scripture that we had on last Sunday, Hebrews chapter number 11 and 6. It says, but without faith it's impossible to do what? Please him, right? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that do what? Right. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now go over to St. John. Someone get St. John chapter number 8, verses 23 through 24. St. John chapter number 8, verses 23 through 24. Keeping in mind what Hebrews said. Hebrews said, without faith it's impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, John chapter number 8, 23 through 24 says what?
And he said unto them, ye are from beneath.
Yes.
I am from above.
That's true.
Ye are of this world, I am not of this world.
Right.
I say therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins.
Right.
If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
So we see the very act of us being delivered from sin, it all rests on our faith. The very act of us being delivered from sin all rests on our faith. Jesus says, if we do not believe, right? Verse number 24, I said, therefore unto you, you're going to die in your sins, right? For if ye believe not that I am he, right, you shall do what? You're going to die in your sins. So we see Jesus have given us faith to save us. Jesus have given us faith to save us. Now, someone may say, well, how in the world do I get faith? That's where, as you're looking on the inside of your bulletin, that diagram that is there. And that's based on Romans chapter number 10, 13 through 15. You don't have to turn this right there in your bulletin, I believe. Romans chapter number 10, 13 through 15. All right? Let's go on.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord,
yes,
shall be saved.
That's right.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
That's right.
And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard?
Right.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yes.
How shall they preach except they be sent?
Right.
Even as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring glad tidings of good things.
Now we see the establishment of faith in the reverse order. You notice the writer, as he's bringing it down, he ends off with the what? The preacher. Mm-hmm. But in order for us to understand how faith is established, you have to look at it in the reverse order. That's why that graphic is there. You notice where the preacher is at. The preacher is doing what? Preaching the word of God. That's the role of the preacher, to give you what thus saith the Lord. The preacher preaches the word of God. Then it is up to the individual to do what? Hear and obey the word. He has to hear and obey the word, right? Come on, that's truth. Isaiah backs that up. You go over to Isaiah chapter number 1 and start it around about verse number 15, 1 and 15. Yes.
It says, I will hide mine from you.
Yep.
Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear.
Yes.
Your hands are full of blood.
That's the truth. You see the issue there? Your hands are full of what?
Blood.
That's, and people down through the years have been crying out to a higher power for help. But they don't want to look at their own condition, their own circumstance. And Jesus is saying, you're crying out to me for help, but your hands are full of what?
Blood.
Full of blood, right? Keep going.
Wash you.
Right. See the condition? You have to correct the errors of your ways. You got to want change. You got to want to get out of that condition. The sinner has to have a desire to want to get out of sin. And Jesus is telling you, when he's giving you the word, he is telling you, I am your salvation. There is no salvation in any other. I am the only one that can deliver you from this sinful nature. Right? That's true. And he's telling you to do what? Wash you. Right? Make you clean. This is repentance. This is repentance. The Lord's preacher is going to preach to you the word of God. And the word of God is going to open up your understanding to your shortcomings, to the errors of your ways, right? And those errors, he doesn't want you to try to cover those errors up. He doesn't want you to try to live past those errors. You got to fix that stuff. That's right. That's what Elder Singleton was talking about when he was saying when the devil gets stuff in you and that stuff be hooked inside of you and you be working and everywhere you go, it still be there. Well, because you haven't dealt with that wrong. You've got to deal with that wrong. Sin just doesn't evaporate. You know how long, I don't care how deep a puddle is. If the sun stay on it long enough and don't no more rain fall on it, eventually that puddle is going to dry up. Eventually that puddle is going to dry up. That's just the way it works. But that's not how sin removal works. Just because you say, Elder Scudder, I shot and killed somebody when I was 5 years old because I couldn't stand them. And you go on through your life and you say, I hid their body, I put them in the deep ocean, and I threw the gun in the deep ocean also. They ain't going to never find it. And I'm going to go on the rest of my life, and I'm going to be good and help the poor and feed the hungry and get myself married and have a beautiful family and have some children. And my children going to have grandchildren, and then my grandchildren will have children. I'm going to be a great-grandfather. And then on my deathbed, I'm going to say, oh, Lord, I had such a beautiful life. Nah, sin still follows you. That sin that was way back there still follows you. You say, well, I'm a great granddad. It has nothing to do with anything. You did not deal with your sin, right? Even on your deathbed with all of these blessings around you, Jesus says your hands are dirty, right? Jesus says your hands are dirty. Your sin does not just evaporate. It just doesn't go nowhere. You have to deal with it. It takes Jesus to remove sin from the soul. That's what that word remission, that's why it's so sweet. When the Lord says you go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or for the removal of sin. And then when sin is removed from you, he gives you instruction. He gives you word. He says, come up walking in the newness of life. Now you say, oh, Scott, how in the world could I walk in the newness of life? He's telling you, you just can't be born of water. You've got to be born of the Spirit also. You need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what keeps you clean, right? That's true. Holy Ghost is what keeps you. You can't go through this life without the Holy Ghost. You cannot. You say, well, that man and that journey, that illustration that I just told you, he said he walking and walking and walking, come to granddaddy. Somewhere in his life, he's going to hear the word. Somewhere even before he's on that deathbed, he is going to hear what thus saith the Lord. And that word is not going to tell him how blessed he is. That word is not going to tell him all the blessings that Jesus had in store for him. That word is going to tell him to repent. See, Jesus sets things in order. Jesus doesn't skip rocks. He goes from one point, and you've got to deal with the point. You cannot go past the point.
The point is, if I'm born in sin, the word to me is repent, right? That's right, repent. Stop that road. And it's up to that man, no matter where he's at on the spectrum, to say, I'm wrong. Even when he looks past all of his blessings, he's got to say, I'm wrong. I'm not in agreement with what Jesus is saying to me in his word. His word tells me to repent. And how? What does repent look like? Repent says, Lord, I'm sorry. That's a beautiful thing. But repentance also looks like going back, saying, I dropped that body in the middle of the ocean. And I know y'all are not going to find it. But this was my wrong deed, right? Come on, that's the truth, saints. That's the truth. That's the truth. They say, well, this guy, he's going to be in jail the rest of his life. That's the price you have to pay for it. Huh? Come on, your sin, that's the price you have to pay for it. It's your wrong. I'd rather sit in jail the rest of my life knowing that I've gotten my mind straight than to be on this earth living from mansion to mansion in my sin. At least if I'm in that jail, I know that I can at least have a good conscience that I've gotten myself right with Jesus. That's the truth. You got this thing all squared off when we talk about repentance. Repentance means you have to stop that stuff. Huh? Oh, yeah, it's gone. Look on the back of, I think it's on the back of your bulletin. Look on the back of that bulletin on letter A. You see it? What does it say there?
Repentance.
Yes. And what's letter B, though?
Mm-hmm. Do the word.
Yeah, you can't do no word if you haven't repented. Huh? You can't even put the word into action. I don't care how much good you do with the word. Lord said, I can't see none of it because your hands is dirty. Huh? Your hands is dirty. You remember what Isaiah said? He said, you coming to me with blood-stained hands. Huh? You want the Lord to bless you, but he said, your hands is dirty. You've got to get rid of all of that stuff. He's telling you, wash you. Make you clean, right? In other words, get rid of all of that stuff that's not like Jesus. Wash you, make you clean, right? Put away the evil of your doings. Before whose eyes? See, you don't owe anything to anybody but Jesus. Huh? A lot of times people be trying to make you do stuff because it's convenient for them. But at the end of the day, all you owe is Jesus. He's the one died for you. At the end of the day, Jesus is the one that died for you. He shed his blood to redeem you from your sin, right? That's the truth. I'm telling you, wash you. What's the rest of it say?
Make you clean.
Put away the evil of your doing. That's truth.
I'm
not going
to
do this wrong. We're not going to sleep over it. We're not going to cover it up. If it's not pleasing to Jesus, we just got to stop it. Amen. Huh? We just got to stop it. I don't want no part of it. Huh? And I'm not going to let you kind of finagle your way and sweet talk me in to doing something I should have done a long time ago. Huh? I don't care if I'm a great, great grandfather. Huh? I still got to deal with the sin. The sin of when? The sin I did when I was 5 years old, right? Huh? I discovered that don't make no sense. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Jesus is not going to be bouncing you from A over to Z and then back to C and then over to H and J and then bring you back over to K. That's confusion. We don't serve a confusing Jesus. Huh? Jesus is a God of order. Huh? That's the truth. He does things decently and in order. Huh? He does things the right way. And it is up for us to want to do things the what? The right way. A lot of folks don't want to deal with Jesus because Jesus wants stuff done the right way. And he's not going to tell you that you can pacify your wrong. He's not going to tell you you can cover up your wrong. He's going to tell you you've got to get rid of that stuff. That's James's message. Wherefore, laying aside all superfluity and naughtiness of spirit, right? Is that, I don't want to quote that wrong.
Lay upon all filthiness.
Yes.
And superfluity of night.
Yes, that overflowing of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Instead of you letting the Holy Ghost overflow, you just got wrong. Spilling all out of you. Huh? Come on, you got to stop it. You got to bring it into this stuff. If you don't, it's going to bring you up. You're ruined. You're not going to have nobody to blame but who you. That's the truth. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. Wherefore, laying apart. What is, read that verse again.
It says, wherefore, lay apart.
Yes.
All.
All. Not some. Mm-hmm. See, those little words are powerful. Yeah. Huh? I told you that man, he's a great grandfather now. Huh? And he can't just get by knowing he did something when he was five. He can't get by, not with Jesus. You can get by with man, because he done buried the body in the middle of the ocean. Don't nobody know it but him. Huh? But he's forgetting. When he stops breathing, who is he going to come before? Huh? And Jesus knows that. Huh? You can't get by with Jesus. You cannot get by with Jesus. He knows everything. Go ask Achan. Remember Achan? Joshua told them specifically, don't take none of the spoils. Yeah. When we go on this journey and we go on this conquering land, don't you take none of the spoils. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. Don't you take none of it. Mm-hmm. And that brother disobeyed and thought he could take it and hide it. Mm-hmm. Hide it in his tent. Yeah. Did Joshua know about it? No. Huh? Joshua couldn't figure out why they kept losing all of these battles. Not when the hand of the Lord is with us. And he done opened up the sea and we walked across it. It's no reason for us to be losing all these battles. And Joshua said, what is it, Lord? What is the problem? Jesus told Joshua, you got a cursed thing. Huh? You got a cursed thing in your midst.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
How did the Lord deal with it? Huh? Lord didn't just kill Achan, he killed his whole family. Huh? All because Achan wouldn't repent. Everybody understand that? Now, Lord Jesus, please don't do me that. Amen. You better lay this stuff aside. Huh? You better lay this stuff aside. It's not worth your soul, right? It's not worth your soul. Wherefore lay in a soul. That's what it say.
Wherefore lay apart.
Yes.
All filthy.
Get rid of that stuff.
And superfluity.
Get rid of that stuff. Huh? Mm-hmm. Get rid of it. It's not worth your soul. Get rid of it. If it's wrong, get rid of it. Huh? Amen. That stuff is wrong. Get rid of it. It's not worth your soul. Huh? Let that stuff go. Huh? Wherefore, laying aside
all filthiness.
Yes.
Superfluity.
Yes.
Of naughty.
Yes.
And receive.
Receive with meekness. With a low mind. Huh? With a low mind. Receive with what? Meekness. That word, Jesus is giving you word to become a part of you. Huh? You don't want that word to be up in the sky. You know, that's what the technology said. Oh, just put it in the cloud. You say, well, Lord, where's the cloud at? Huh? Put all your data up in the cloud. It's in woo-woo land. Huh? Jesus said, no. I'm not giving you this word for you to put the word in the cloud. You need to bring this word into you. Huh? And it's got to be what? Engrafted. Does it hurt? Yeah. When the word is becoming a part of you, it hurts. Huh? It disrupts your whole life.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all understand this? This word disrupts your whole life.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why the Lord gave you that word to do what? Repent first. Huh? Because as his word comes, it's going to interrupt your whole life. It's going to bring change when change is not comfortable. Huh? Poker going to look at you and say, you shouldn't. Nah, we've got to do it this way. Why? Because when it's wrong. Huh? If I want the Lord to bless me, we've got to do it this way. Why? Because the way we're doing it is wrong. Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But take faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Faith is the substance.
Yes, it's
hopeful. Mm-hmm. What do you want Jesus to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. He give you his word. Mm-hmm. Faith is not hope in the unknown. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes.
It's not hope in the unknown. Because he's telling you in the word what he will do.
Uh-huh.
Huh? But it's up to you to say, Jesus, I want this. And as he gives you word,
to correct the errors of your ways. You've got to receive with meekness. Huh? This engrafted word. Huh? Why? Because it's got the power to do something for you. It can save you, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
It can save you.
The
only ones that can really preach a message like this are those that have been saved. People that don't know Jesus can't preach a message like this. Huh? They try to slick their way around. They give you a bunch of street stuff. Huh? Give you a whole bunch of street stuff and street with. Man, I would do it this way. Man, nah. What does the word say? Huh? Word telling me specifically what to do with this wrong. Huh? And it's not cutting no corners. Huh? Word is telling me to lay all of it. Not some of it, all of it aside, right? And receive with what? Meekness. The engrafted word, which is able to do what? That's truth. Does that make sense? Come on. I got another one for you. Go over and look at 1 John. 1 John chapter number 5 and 18. And then we're going to go to 1 John chapter number 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. 5 and 18.
Yes.
We know that whatsoever is born of God.
See when you get born again?
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever is born of God.
God sinneth not.
What don't they do? Huh? See, that's your proof. That's your proof of salvation. You don't continue in sin. Huh? No, you don't continue in sin. Not when you get born like you're supposed to. Huh? The new birth won't let you be comfortable sinning. Huh? Well, you talk about that fella that's a great granddaddy, and he said, oh, I gave my life to Christ years ago. Huh? And you ain't correct the errors of your ways? Don't nobody know where that body is? Huh? They still got missing child folk posters all over the earth? Huh? Come on, somebody's a liar. Huh? That child should be found. Huh? And you should be the one to tell it, right? This is a hard saying. This is a hard saying, saints. Huh? Shouldn't be no more missing children. Mm-hmm. Not that child. Mm-hmm. It may be 1,000 of them on milk cartons, but that child, it should say fail. Huh?
Yeah.
That child, it should say fail. Now, the only thing that fella can do is just say, Jesus, be gracious and merciful. Huh? Jesus, be gracious and merciful to me. Huh? And the Lord will be gracious. He will be merciful. Huh? What will he do? I don't know. But I know when you do your part, Jesus will do his, right?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
But you've got to do your part. You've got to be willing to let this stuff go that is not like Jesus. Huh? Come on. What did you say? Where you are? In chapter number. Yes.
5 and 18.
Yes.
1 John.
Yes.
We know that whosoever is born of God.
Yes.
Sinneth not.
He sinneth not.
But he that is begotten of God keepeth him.
You got to get born again. Those that go through that new birth process, and I mean let Jesus really save them. Let Jesus really deliver them. Huh? And sometimes I tell folks, you done took the chicken out the oven too early. Huh? It's raw on the inside. It look all golden and crispy, but it's raw on the inside. It haven't been born again, right? Hey, huh? Oh, but we just want to be able to say such and such is saved. Nah, man. You need these folk to really receive the Holy Ghost. Huh? Come on, is that why do they need to really receive the Holy Ghost? Read that verse again.
Verse 18.
Yes. Yes.
That whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
You can't live like this. If you ain't got no new birth, you can't bring sin to an end. Huh? Come on, does everybody understand this? You'll still be cussing, huh? And you'll be talking about you've been saved. You ain't been, you're not saved, huh? You're not saved, huh? Why? Because if you're saved, you should stop sinning, huh? I didn't say you're not going to be angry. I didn't say you're not going to get frustrated. But you should not sin because of it. That's if you've been born again. I know I heard him. I heard him speak. I seen the Lord manifest himself on them. Maybe you really can't see anything. Maybe there's something wrong with your eyes. Because the only proof you can go by is what they say. What they say and what they are doing. Huh? Come on, is that the truth? And if they're not walking upright, and they're not doing and saying the things that are pleasing in Jesus, they still must tarry. Huh? They must still tarry and wait until they are endued. Huh? With power from where? The Holy Ghost is not of the earth. Holy Ghost is not of the earth.
Jesus.
It's power from where? It give you the ability to overcome.
Yes.
Huh? Yes, I'm not telling you the flesh won't be there, but you need some power to do what?
Overcome.
I wasn't with you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't with you when you got all of those calls. I wasn't with you when you were able to go see what had happened on the scene.
Thank you.
I wasn't with you when all of this stuff started going on. The temptation is real.
Yeah.
Huh? Come on, let's go do this. It's real. But if you ain't got no Holy Ghost, you'll be right in the back seat ducking. Come right on in here like you ain't did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Come on, let's praise the Lord, saints.
Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you.
Jesus looking at you saying, I see you.
Yeah.
Huh? I see you and I know you.
Yeah.
Huh? You have to overcome that.
Right.
You have to be able to say, you have to look beyond your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The feelings are real.
Huh? Amen.
If somebody, you, I know flat footed. Somebody go do something to my son, the feelings is real.
Yes.
Huh? Our Elder Scudder going to have to do a whole lot of praying. Huh? I mean a whole lot of fasting and praying that I don't shame Jesus. The Lord really help you. You touch my wife. Huh? I may let you get by a little bit with my son. Because that's part of, you know, you should be able to kind of do, you know, you're a man, you do, you know. With my wife? You got it. That's what I'm saying. You really have to have the Holy Ghost. I'm serious. You have to have Jesus inside of you. You can't put the Holy Ghost to the side because someone doing something they shouldn't be doing. The Holy Ghost is there to help you to do what? Overcome this stuff. That's why he's telling you to be endued with power from where? It's not of the earth. The earth don't understand it. It don't make sense to the earth. Scripture done told you how the earth feels about Jesus. He was in the world and the world didn't know him. Huh? He offered himself to the world and the world said, crucify him. That's the truth. And that's all the world gonna tell you to do about the Holy Ghost that should be inside of you. Holy Ghost, the world's gonna say, Holy Ghost don't act like that. What you mean it don't act like this? Holy Ghost is a righteous spirit. Holy Ghost does things the right. It don't pick and choose. It don't cherry pick. Nah, don't cherry pick. Holy Ghost don't say, oh, we can do this, but we can't do that. Nah, Holy Ghost says all of it is wrong. And you need to get rid of it all. Huh? You need to lay it all apart of you. Right? Get rid of it all, right?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
That's the truth. Holy Ghost gives you the ability to do that.
Yeah.
What does that verse say again?
Mm-hmm. And it says, you know that whosoever is born of God
sinneth not.
He has forgotten of God, keepeth himself.
What? So with the Holy Ghost, it gives you a mind to keep who?
Myself.
Huh?
Yeah.
Holy Ghost does that.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost gives you a mind not to do certain things. Holy Ghost does that. Holy Ghost does that. Holy Ghost, it's like, you know how Spider-Man had that spider sense? Y'all watch that movie, his head's up. He said, oh, danger must be around here. He don't know where he's at, but he's there.
And you know, some of the later version, they said, his little friend said, you got the tingling? You got the tingling? You're talking about to get ready to go on. Mm-hmm. Well, Holy Ghost is that, like that tingling sensation. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost makes you aware you are off track. Mm-hmm. Huh? You got thoughts that ain't right. See, the Holy Ghost don't focus on the behaviors. I'm telling you where the Holy Ghost starts at in your mind. It starts to work on your thoughts. When your thoughts ain't right, huh? Before that stuff is conceived, huh? Holy Ghost is there to help you with your thoughts. Holy Ghost said, this thought ain't in agreement with what Jesus would have me to do, right? Can you override it? Yes. You can override the Holy Ghost. But if you want to be saved, you will say, Jesus, please don't stop bothering me. Please don't stop interrupting my mind until I do what is right, right? Is that the truth?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus.
You looking for the Holy Ghost to do something that you're supposed to do. Huh? Read the verse again.
It says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
See, not the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Not the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. People always want to put it back on Jesus to stop them from sinning.
No.
Huh? That's not the Holy Ghost is only there to tell you this is wrong.
Yes.
But it's up to you to stop it, right? You got to want to go back with Jesus so bad that you refuse to do it, right?
Amen.
Everybody, I hope y'all understanding this.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's a false doctrine. That's a false teaching. That the Holy Ghost's role is to stop you from sinning. No, you got to keep yourself. Huh? Holy Ghost tells you what is wrong. Say this, don't do this. It's not like me. Huh? And you ain't got to be wondering, because it's already here. Huh? Holy Ghost told you already, Psalm 39:1. Y'all hear me say it all the time, because I think we talk too much. Huh? I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with the bridle, while the wicked is what? That means when the wicked is before you, just be quiet. You don't have to argue with the wicked. Just learn to be silent.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
They're going to destroy themselves.
Yes, they will.
Y'all understand that?
Jesus.
They're going to destroy themselves.
Jesus.
You don't have to play prosecutor. You know, a prosecutor go look for evidence. I got to find DNA. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You just let the person really want the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost make them tell on themselves. Huh? Holy Ghost make them reveal all of themselves. You just got to be aware when the Holy Ghost is speaking. You say, oh yeah, I hear you, Jesus. I hear you loud and clear. You done answered every question that I need, right? Huh? Now it's time for me to stop behaving. Huh? Get rid of the sin. Huh? Push it out the door, right? Is that the truth, sir?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Got to keep yourself.
Yeah.
What's the rest of that verse say? I'm going to let y'all get ready. Let y'all go my time.
Yes.
Huh? See the benefit. See what? This is what the Holy Ghost does.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost says, you do your part, and then I'm going to stand up for you and do mine.
Yeah.
Huh? Because see, the devil just doesn't want to. He wants to come in. Everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Satan don't want to bother on the outside. He wants to come
in.
But you've got to do your part. Let's see what this looks like. Holy Ghost will tell you, you at the store, you see some candy fall off the shelf. The Holy Ghost tell you, pick the candy up and put the candy back in the shelf. But that wicked thing inside of you say, ain't nobody looking. Just slide it on in there. Right? Huh? That was the wicked thing was that. But the Holy Ghost will say, don't you do that. You'll pick it up and put it in the shelf. I got to keep myself. I can't look for some divine aura glow to get over me and say, oh, and put the candy back with. Holy Ghost done told you what you're supposed to do. It done showed you what is the right thing to do, right? You've got to do it yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
temptation to say, well, I really can't touch that candy. Because if I'm going to touch it, I'm going to put it in my pocket. That means you got to go the other way. Go on another aisle. Right? Is everybody understanding?
Yeah.
You, scripture says you got to keep yourself. In other words, you have to be aware. Say, well, am I where I need to be at spiritually?
Yes.
Where I can pick up that candy and put it back where it's supposed to be at? Or am I dealing with a thought of stealing?
Yes.
If I'm dealing with a thought of stealing, I got to move myself away from it. And don't think that the thought goes nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes. You need to find yourself on your knees. Huh?
Yes.
And say, Jesus, help me to get rid of that ungodly. Did I do anything? No. But the thought is there. And I mean, you got to stay before Jesus until Jesus removes that thought from you. How do I know the thought is gone? Because when he puts it back me in the same situation, I should act in righteousness with no issue, with no hesitation.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Huh?
That's it.
That makes sense?
That's the Holy Ghost.
That makes sense.
Hey, thank you, Jesus.
That makes sense.
That's what he does.
Many people
thank you, Jesus.
Want to skate past the thoughts and say, oh, I'm okay because I didn't do it. But the thought was there to do it. And they wonder why eventually they act out on that thought. Huh? Because you really didn't do what? Repent. Huh? Repentance tells you to get rid of it. Not just to act, but also to what? The desire and the thought to do it. Repentance says to do what? Get rid of it. Lay aside all. It didn't just say the acts of it. It said all of everything associated with sin. You've got to do what?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Most people don't want to do that.
They don't. Thank you, Jesus.
They want to see how much I can get back. They treat Jesus like a casino. How much can I just... Huh? It's a chance I just may hit it. Huh? But man, you ain't got but a dollar left. This is the dollar. Huh? This is the dollar. Get in that machine. Thank you. Then they say it. Huh? Then they say, oh... Help me, Jesus. No, don't even do that. Don't even do that. You don't understand how much I'm suffering. No. Go back over your life. Look at the errors of your ways, right? Stop trying to make me feel bad because of your own just choices and decisions. You need to do some serious repenting, right? Right? Does that make sense, saints? Jesus, this is not a gamble. This is not a casino. Huh? You don't come in here to play it by chance.
Uh-huh.
Huh? I expect the Lord to prove his word.
Yes.
I move in faith, expecting Jesus to do just what he said in his word. This is a faith walk. Those that have been justified, we live by this. Word of God says X, Y, and Z. Huh? And we can't jump over the Z until we deal with what? X. Huh? And I can't jump the Y until I'm finished with what? X. Huh? Does that make sense, saints? Come on. Did I give y'all another one? First John, what did I tell y'all? Chapter number 3. Yes. First John 3 is a good one. First John 3 and 1. Beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. That we should be called the what? World don't know us. Just like it didn't know him. Huh? But now that we are Jesus' children, huh? And it doth not yet appear what we what shall be, huh? But we have this hope. We have this expectation, huh? That we know our confidence is that when we shall see him, when he shall appear, we shall be just like him, right? We shall see him as he is. John saw Jesus as he is on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I am he that was dead, but I'm alive for what? Because I live, you live also, right? I've got the keys above what? That's my confidence. And everyone that got this hope purifies himself. Huh?
Why? Because Jesus is pure.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Jesus is pure. Huh? Does this all tie in?
Yes.
See, y'all, hope y'all didn't forget Isaiah. I didn't get off of it. You say, I just ran around the yard, but I'm still there. Huh? Isaiah told you to wash your hands. I'll make you clean. Why? Because the Lord is pure. Huh? He that got this hope pure about himself. Why? Because Jesus is what?
Pure. Yes, he is.
Wash you, make you clean. Put away. Who am I concerned? Who am I concerned with looking at? I'm only worried about what Jesus sees.
Yes, 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 yes.
People going to say everything. Everybody got an opinion. But what does Jesus see?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Jesus. Lord, telling you to put a stop. Huh?
Evil.
Huh? Put a stop to all of that wrong stuff.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
What else?
It says, learn to do well.
Seek judgment. What? Learn to do what?
Well.
Mm-hmm. Seek judgment.
Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
That's holiness.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live like this without Jesus on the inside of you. He's giving you how to remedy that issue. He's telling you to do something. Come.
Yep.
Come when?
Now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
Though they be red, they'll be what?
They shall be as wool.
Next verse, if, condition, if you be what? Willing and obedient, you'll eat the what?
The good of the man.
But if you refuse and rebel,
you shall be devoured. With the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has
spoken. What is going to devour you? The Lord's word. Instead of this word that is supposed to become a part of you, instead of this word saving you, it's going to do what to you? It's going to be the worst thing you've ever dealt with. Everything you put your hand to, the Lord's going to say, nope, not going to work. Not going to work. Why isn't it going to work, Jesus? Because you still haven't dealt with that 5-year-old sin. Huh? I hope y'all are understanding. You say, well, it's going to kill nobody, but you got your wrong. Huh? And you got to correct the errors of what? You got to go back over your own life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll say, oh, nope, this was wrong. And the only way we're going to deal with this is we got to do what is right. Huh? You gonna do what is right? Amen. If not, it's not gonna work. Because it was wrong, right? It was an error. Huh? And I don't care how we try to dress it up, care how we try to cover it, I don't care how much we try to build over it. Y'all didn't know that? Even when if a person goes and builds a multi-million-dollar mansion and they find out it was a sacred burial ground. Guess what's got to come down? It was their fault. They didn't do due diligence before they even put a spoke in the ground. Right? You got to somebody say, well, I didn't want to spend the money for that. Would you rather have spent $5,000 for that survey and realize that the ground is sacred and back out that deal? Or go and build that mansion and when they find out, the whole thing got to come down? See, the loss. See, the enemy doesn't make you think that way. The enemy makes you think that you can just get by, but it doesn't. I don't care how long it go by, you still got to deal with that wrong. And it's an unfortunate reality. It's an unfortunate reality when people do not heed the word of the Lord's preacher. The word of the Lord's preacher is always going to start with the sinner with that word, what? Repent. It's not going to skip around. It's not going to tell you, oh, you'll be all right. That's not how the word works. Word says you need to clean your hands first. Huh? Is that the verse? Jesus could have very easily put that he'll wash you white as snow before that scripture. But he didn't do that. He said you need to take care of your business first before you come to me and do and ask for anything, right? Wash you, make you clean, put away the what? Evil.
All the evil of your doing from before mine eyes.
Now that jump right back over to 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 3. He that every man that hath this hope purifieth himself, even as he is pure.
Yes.
Next verse.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. But sin is the transgression of the law. Ye know that he was manifested.
Why did Jesus show up? To do what with sin? Not to hide it. Not to cover it up. Not to just get you to just live along with it. Huh? No, he said, I want to do what? Take it away. Huh? Keep going.
Take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
In Jesus is what?
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. And
that
whosoever sinneth not,
sinneth
not seen him.
You haven't seen. See, you going back to John chapter number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, unless a man been born again, he can't see the kingdom.
Right. Huh? Right.
Then he get more specific, say he got to be born above what? Water?
Right.
You can't enter into it, right? Keep going.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Say, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Yes.
Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you.
Let no man deceive you.
He that doeth righteousness.
Huh? Let no man do what?
Deceive you.
Keep going.
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
But, keep going,
is
of the devil.
For the devil sinneth.
Huh? What did the devil do?
From the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested.
That he may do what?
He might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
That's it. See why the enemy fights to keep people from really being born again. If he could just keep that new birth process from happening, he's happy. Because he knows all you're going to do is what's in you. And Jesus' new birth, what does it do? It gets sin what? Out of you. Huh? Everybody understand that? The new birth gets sin out of you. Therefore, you can live right. You can do right. You can think right. You can feel right. Huh? When you ain't got no new birth, nah. You still got the devil seed inside of you. Huh? And what was the devil seed? He said he was a murderer. He abode what not? Huh? When he speaks of what? A lie. Truth is not in him. But the righteous seed says, I'm come that you might have life. Huh? And that life more what? He said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the what? Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. It seeth him not, neither what knoweth him. But you know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be what? See, the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. He desires truth from where?
Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Jesus.
That's why I love it when Jesus works. I love it when Jesus works. Because Jesus will help you to be honest with who? But when there's no Jesus there, huh? When there's no Jesus there, you're the biggest liar, not to everybody else, but to yourself. That's right. You're overcome with a spirit of hypocrisy. And the Lord never said blessing to no hypocrite. All he said was what? Whoa. Said it over and over again. Whoa. Woe to you hypocrites. That's the last thing we want to be, saints. We don't want to entertain that. That spirit of hypocrisy always tries to creep itself into truth. It always tries to creep in by any means necessary. The hypocrite don't like truth. It don't. Because truth exposes. Truth make you look at yourself. Huh? Why you think people avoid this altar? Tell them to get down there and call Jesus. Folks don't want to call no Jesus. Because the minute they get hold of that name, the name is going to pull something out of you. Name is going to make you see yourself. Yes, yes. I don't feel like doing all that crying. Call Jesus some more. But oh, the joy you will feel if you just let the Lord manifest himself to you. Huh? If you just let truth manifest itself to you. Lord said you will be free indeed. Huh? Isn't that a beautiful thing? You will be free indeed, right? And who the Lord makes free, he is. No longer bound. No longer shackled. No longer enslaved. Huh? No longer a servant of sin, right? Sin said, you got to do it. You got to do it. No, I don't. All I got to do is what Jesus said to me. Huh? All he tells me to do is walk up right before him, right? Do and say the things that are pleasing in whose sight? That's it. That's it. That's it. All right. I'm done. Trust y'all got something out the word. We're going to get back into it a little bit more next week because I want to work on this thing called faith. This is a faith walk, saints. It takes faith.